Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Ben Bross says it was
Blitz 2000.
Blitz 2000. So you just took us on a ride to talk about
Luke Rittenour, Ray Allen.
Just tell me the name of
NBA Live.
In the year. Which year?
05.
Of NBA Live 05.
I mean, we were a killer squad. Vladimir Radmanovic could drain like Bobby Portis as a four.
So this was the big Rashard Lewis year, right before he got the big deal in Orlando.
Oh yeah.
So he was probably overrated him on there.
They both
he was 6'9" and could shoot from anywhere.
It was a game where like the last name had like the 3 next to their name, so if they had like above like an 85, they could shoot the crap out of it. I had 4 guys with the 3 next to it. That's all I needed. They didn't have to play a lick of defense because they could score 2 on one end. We're going down, we're shooting 3s on the other. Revolutionized.
Ben Bross says it was NFL Blitz 2000. I said MVP Baseball 2004. What do you think is the greatest sports video game of all time? 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. What is it, Ben?
I jumped to the text line. I'll close it. I'm sorry. Miles and Madison chimed in with Tony Hawk, pro skater. Man, some of those Tony Hawk games were really, really addictive.
I'm surprised you even played them. I'm surprised you weren't scared of them because it involved skateboarding.
I played with my brother Steven, who had like a skater vibe. Like he was cool.
But he didn't skateboard himself. But like I just figured you would shy away from snowboarding or...
SSX was my game on PS2. SSX 1 and SSX 2, doing like all the cool tricks, gathering points. Yeah. I've never snowboarded or skied in my life, but I tell you what, I love that video game. Tricky. SSS Tricky.
I think I also had that SSX game. I don't know if I played it.
That was a very, very popular game.
Yeah. Josh DiMaggio, what's the best sports video game of all time?
Like, the franchise as a whole is the NCAA football, but specifically, like, the 2007-2008 era when Reggie Bush was on the cover. I used to play with Penn State when they had Paul Posluszny and Dan Connors. And
I love the randomness of, like, when we played, like, a specific game and who the teams were.
I was a ferocious defense because they had the is it called? The, like, impact player thing?
Yes.
Where they would rumble and then they'd cause fumbles when they hit people.
I mean, we have to all admit, the greatest sports video game franchise ever is Madden.
Like, yes,
Madden's the
longevity.
It's the Tom Brady. We could talk about our favorites, but like in terms of like the best.
And most consistent.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Madden. A couple of interesting ones here. Shane from West Bend chimes in. You can call us. We'll open up the phone lines here in a minute. 800-990-3776. The First Midwest Bank talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Shane from West Bend says the backyard sports games are the greatest sports franchise of all time.
Josh.
Backyard Baseball 2001 is the greatest game ever made.
Pablo Sanchez was...
unstoppable.
I mean, he could do everything.
Uh-huh. True five-tool player.
He's basically Shohei Ohtani in video game form.
I agree, but it's a computer game. I feel like...
It was fun, though.
It was fun, but for that purpose alone, like it can't be up there with the greatest video game of all time. That's my opinion. Doom has to be up there, like the early, like, 94 floppy disk. Ben doesn't remember this, but you probably do, Joshy. Doom on the floppy disk back in, like, 94, 95 was unbelievable.
Why do you remember that? I was 4 years old. You were, like, 7.
I don't know.
Older brother.
And, yeah, and you're... It was actually my cousin. My cousin Justin should not have introduced us to that, but he gave me that floppy disk, and I would play the heck out of it. But I'm just saying, you were probably scared. It was like a killing game.
So I, what's
a movie?
And Doom is scary.
What's the game that you play that you're just like rogue and you can steal cars? Grand Theft Auto.
No, I'm saying there's actually a movie now called Doom off of the video game.
Have I ever told you my Grand Theft Auto story?
We're all over the place. Joel in Brookfield chimes in. He agrees with Ben Brust on NFL Blitz. I'll get to it. Let us just get through some of these.
I trust the
fans here on the phones. 800-990-3776. Greatest sports video game of all time. Joel from Brookfield says NFL Blitz. Billy from Tosa. Billy. NCAA 14 is the greatest game of all time. I bust out the Xbox 360 from time to time and binge a dynasty. Can't beat it.
I did love the Xbox 360. It was very sleek. The white. Very clean, like that system.
Adam in Madison says NBA Jam. Jonah in Cedarburg says he's a huge fan of any NHL games.
NHL games are sneaky fun.
Well, I think you'll get this too. He says, I know next to nothing about hockey, but for some reason those games just do something for me.
Yeah, like when you line up a good hit in a video game, gosh, that feels good.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to call Ben out for not knowing anything about hockey. Yeah.
I mean, I know you were, but I let it go by.
The same thing is for like FIFA and me. Like, I don't know anything about soccer really, but I still enjoy those.
I smoked you in the pandemic.
You did.
But the worst part about that is both of our dumb, can I say dumb arses?
Just say butt.
Both of our dumb butts bought $60 video games, played each other once, and never played it again.
Ashton in Sheboygan says MVP Baseball 05. I think that was the one with Manny on the cover. The show is great, but MVP was so good. MVP was by far the greatest baseball video game ever made. Neither of you guys are familiar, I can tell.
No. Crickets. No. I enjoyed the show up until I stopped playing video games, but that was my favorite game.
Nah. Rudy from Sheboygan, Tecmo Super Bowl was the most groundbreaking without a doubt, but a baseball fan can never go wrong with the show. See, I'm not a big show guy. NHL, by the way, NHL 94 with Brett Hull on the cover was legendary as well.
Paul Kariya. Back in the Ducks days, he was really good in those NHL games.
When you guys played sports video games and you went into franchise mode, would you ever do like forced trades so you could have all the cool, fun players and just dominate?
Never. I actually...
I'd create myself, make myself 6'10 and 99 at shooting and everything. Faster, bigger, stronger.
I like the grind. Like when I would make a franchise, I would always try to start with one of the worst teams.
Sliders all the way to easy. I'm trying to go 162-0.
Oh, that's awful. I
was MVP every year.
Yeah,
I'm the GOAT.
I'm not trying to grind out a 260 average and 20 dingers.
Well, no, I didn't like playing the single player. I like being the GM.
And simulate?
Your simulator?
Well, like in a franchise, yeah, I would simulate.
I've done that many times.
That first season, they would stink, and then I would load up in the draft, and then I would start playing every game. Now, if it's baseball, I ain't playing 162 games. That's absurd, but you play you fast forward a little bit. Same with NBA.
Is Pong considered a sports video game?
Probably the first.
Like
no, that's not because it's not based off of ping pong.
Isn't it literally?
I mean, it's Pong.
Put on the poll. Is Pong considered a sports video game?
I guess that it is off of ping pong, but my point is this is not a ping pong video game.
There's no net.
They're doing the most with what they could.
I know, but that's my point. What were you going to say before when I cut you off?
Pong. No. Oh. My Grand Theft Auto story? That's what you're looking for. Christmas, probably third grade Benny, I opened up some video games out in Hawaii, and I found Grand Theft Auto. I started playing the game for the first time ever, and I loved it. And my grandpa and my mom were like eating lunch, and I wanted to show them a trick, because I found out that when your health would go down if you're running away from the cops, you're in a crash. I hopped in a car with a girl, and the car started shaking, and my health started going up, and I showed them that, and I never got to play the video game ever again. And I've never played Grand Theft Auto since.
Did child Ben Brust know what was happening?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I go, hey, look.
And you were 14 here? 15?
No, fourth grade. So, like...
Oh.
Like, yeah, I didn't even, I birds and the bees conversation never happened, but I'd be like, hey, look, this girl gets in the car and the car shakes and my health goes up. You know, all innocent, high voice, no puberty. Banned for life from Grand Theft Auto.
That's interesting, Ben. You know you could buy it now. You're an adult, right?
Too scary.
I mean, what am I going to do? You know, do the car shake trick?
I don't want to know where this is going.
You know, I did play the Godfather video game like when I was younger. That was actually kind of a cool video game.
That's so Greg.
No, it's kind of a cool video game. Like I never ever played any of the story video games. I only played sports video games. But for some reason, I had Grand Theft Auto, and then I think I rented like the Godfather from Blockbuster and got through the whole game. You know what I mean? And then you turn it back in. Those were the days. Vroom vroom.
Vroom, baby. Vroom, vroom is right, because the NTT IndyCar Series was just at Road America. And again, you've heard me talk about why Road America is great. It's not just because of the racing. It's about the fun you can have with family and friends. You can camp on site all weekend long and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. So again, celebrate the 4th of July weekend with the return of the NASCAR Cup Series, June 30th through July 3rd. We are going to be out there, Scalzo and Brust family, June 29th, getting you ready, preparing you for the NASCAR Cup Series. I love that racetrack. I love that racetrack. My recommendation, get the camper, go park it out, enjoy it, and then when you go to the race, sit in the stands at turn 5, bring some beer, bring some Bud Light, sit there, enjoy watching cars crash, watching cars roll off the track. That's how I found my love for motorsports. You can check it out at roadamerica.com. Get your tickets today for that NASCAR Cup Series. Come for the experience, stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed.
It's been quite a week here on ESPN Wisconsin. We go pole dancing next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Remember when he promised in front of all of the teammates we were with yesterday?
You know my promises aren't worth a crap, Josh.
Mark that. I need
No, don't mark that.
Yes, because you're right. Your promises aren't worth a crap.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
ESPN Wisconsin. On Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us 800-990-3776. Asking you for your favorite sports video game, the best video games of all time. Ben told a story about playing Grand Theft Auto in front of his grandfather and his mother. Bringing a woman into the car. The car vibrated. His health went up. And Jonan Cederberg is confused. He says, I don't think I fully understand what was happening in the car in Grand Theft Auto. Ben, please explain what was happening in excruciating detail.
I want to keep my job.
Was it just like the car engine something?
No. They went in the back seat of the car. And it went up and down. And it shook. And then like hearts.
Joshy, let's help him out here. Let's just go pole dancing.
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Every week we go up and down the dials, 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN in Madison, to all of our fellow shows, to all of our fellow hosts, to the questions they themselves couldn't answer. So what do? They put it into a poll. We say, hey, we'll help you out. We'll give you the definitive answer. It's time to go pole dancing. What do we have this week, Josh DiMaggio?
This first one comes from the other show, Rutledge and Hamilton, which you can hear from 2 to 4.
Don't call them the other show.
Stop that.
Don't call them the other show. It's Rutledge and Hamilton.
They got a name.
You can hear them from 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN Madison, right before Scalzo and Brust. If there was a football equivalent of the Live League, would Aaron Rodgers be the first QB to jump? Yes, he jumped ship 35. No, he wouldn't, 65.
I'm going to go no here. Aaron Rodgers, as much as we want to say, like, you know, he made it about himself a lot of the times. He got his deal, but it wasn't like he didn't do like a Deshaun Watson type deal as you're singing over me. He's got a legacy in the NFL. And I want him I want to believe that he would continue to want that legacy to live there.
I don't think he'd be the first, but in the spirit of the question, I think he would be like the first big star. So I'll go one. I think he always likes to do things differently. He likes to chart his own path, and I think the money would be too much. Like,
I think he could also kind of dictate terms and establish a new league.
Yeah, oh, but
you can play less, make more money, and have fewer practice time, and, you know,
morally, would he be okay where the money comes from?
Oh, I don't think that. I wasn't taking into account that the Saudis would be creating this league.
I morally, Aaron, I don't think would be on board with something like that.
I actually disagree. I think
I don't think Blue would be okay with that.
I think at his core, you don't know Blue like I know Blue. I think at his core,
cool.
Thank you. I'm just a Bluebird. I just listen to her podcast.
Deja
I think at
Blue.
His core, he is a contrarian, and I think if the whole world were to be outraged about this, he would fly in the face of that simply because the whole world were to be outraged.
Let's stick with Rutledge and Hamilton here. Do you believe David Bakhtiari will ever get back?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Shout out Strophy.
Do you believe David Bakhtiari will ever get back to an all-pro level? Yes or no?
Shout out Downtown Molly Brown. Yes, one, he will. I mean, not maybe first team all-pro. I don't think he'll ever be... Look, here's the thing about David Bakhtiari. It's not like he was a dominant, explosive player. He was the most consistent, fundamentally sound and productive, like, pass blocker in the league. You know what I mean? It's not like... So I still think he'll be able to get back to an all-pro place. He'll make another all-pro team. First, second, or third team.
I'm going to go with no. He's 30 years old. Ironically, 4 days older than me. That's crazy.
Cool.
It's not crazy at all.
Nope. Sometimes you forget that, like...
Oh, I thought you meant that you guys almost had the same birthday.
No, just, like, how young and, like, old these athletes are. Never mind. I did not do a good job of displaying verbally,
well,
which I'm supposed to do on the radio every day.
This next one comes from Jen Gabachui, which you can hear from 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN. That's 7 to 9 a.m. Would you rather it be 100 degrees or 0 degrees? 100, 55%, 0, 45.
100 all day long. 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. Gosh. Zero's horrible.
I can't believe how close this is.
I can't believe how... Zero is horrendous.
I'm a zero here.
Like,
of course you are.
You guys think 100?
That's a bluebird move.
Why is it a bluebird move? Because
it's dumb.
She's moved to the warm weather. First chance she got, she left Europe, went to Florida for college, and then moved out to Southern California.
That's a bluebird move, contrarian.
She's more 100 than zero. 100's like brutal.
Would you rather get frostbite or have to drink a lot of water to be hydrated?
I would just rather layer up on some clothing as opposed to, like, strip down and still be sweaty. Like, I can survive. If you get to, like, minus 10, then this obviously flips. But zero I can do. Zero's not
10
tough.
More degrees on 10 zero?
More yes. 100%. Josh, stop feeding him lies.
Yeah, I mean, like, what if the real field temperature is minus 12? And wind chill. You got to factor that in.
Well, what if the real feel on 100 is 112? Because the humidity, it's a heavy heat. That would be.
Once you get hot, it's only so hot.
I love to sweat, so I'd be happy with the humidity.
Yeah, remember he chooses the sauna instead of work.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm
the
answering
steam
the question.
Steam room.
Yeah, I'm a steam room guy too. The wet heat is better than the dry heat.
It also just like it feels so much better.
Yeah, I'm much more of a sauna guy.
Steam room guy.
Steam room guy. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, 100 degrees seems worse to me than zero. Maybe it's because I'm used to zero. Like, I know zero. I'm familiar with zero. I deal with zero every year. 100, I don't know very well. I've only met a few times.
Is it...
You need a drink first?
Before it takes me out and gets me all sweaty?
When's the last time you were actually in 100-degree heat?
Vegas, Summer League.
8 years ago.
It wasn't 100 in Arizona.
Arizona when I probably when I went, yeah.
But I'm just saying, in general, like you need a
dry heat.
Not everybody has a pool like Ben Bruss driving the Zimbrick Mercedes home to his pool and
what
the whole deal.
What pool do I have? In my apartment? It's access to have for everybody.
I mean, it's still a pool.
Yeah, it's still... Isn't it outside of your window?
It is, but there's like a gate, and I can't just walk
so
out.
So weird
to
that
it.
You're just naked under a weighted blanket eating sesame chicken, playing video
out,
games.
I've been out of
and you've got a whole bunch of people outside of there having fun at a pool on a beautiful day.
I've been outside at that pool. I'm telling you, you can't see inside my apartment.
Okay, let's. I'm not saying because people can see inside. I'm just saying the juxtaposition of you inside under a weighted blanket playing video games versus like people being social and having fun out by the pool. In the
old
nice
man
weather.
Yelling at cloud. The pool has been wild this week. Absolutely wild. Music playing till 10 p.m.
Like you're 30 years old. You live in downtown Milwaukee. You live on Water Street. Like what do you expect?
It wasn't my point was it wasn't this loud the last couple years.
Greg,
I would love nothing more than for you to go out and lambast somebody at 9 o'clock. Like some people gotta work tomorrow.
I have
to wake up, take a steam, go get my labor work done, get a workout in, eat breakfast, come home, let Brucey out, and then get into work by 10:45 a.m.
I, no joke, thought about writing an email to the corporate office.
Let's do it together on the show next week.
That's fine. So I need video evidence, huh? I need to record, like,
why
the disturb.
I don't think they're going to doubt you.
I'm still hung up on the fact that Ben thinks because he looked inside once and the sun wasn't reflecting right, that every single time now that you can't see into his apartment. Do you, like, know how reflections work? The sun?
Of course I do. There's no sun in here, so I can see you. There's no glare.
Is it easier to see inside somebody's window in the day or at night?
Night.
If the lights are on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, they can't see. And even if they did, I don't care.
I mean,
proud.
The law might.
Unbelievable that he only thinks about him caring.
Is that against the law for me to be naked in my apartment with the windows shades up?
I think we've already taken this far enough. Woo!
Well, guess what? They're going to see me cooking a naked pizza. I've actually talked with my good friend John Leonardo over at Palermo's. My first time, this is when I knew I was a frozen pizza guy forever. When I was young, I took out a frozen pizza out of the oven. I still have a scar from burning myself taking the pizza out of the oven. So I'm branded with Screaming Sicilian, like, as I live today. Like, it just makes so much sense. The whole milk mozzarella sauce, the secret tomato recipe. Then you add the tons of toppings. Now I'm a grown-up, and I don't let the pan touch my skin. But I cut that pizza perfectly. And you don't need any sauces. You can if you want. But it's just so flipping good. I'm actually doing pizza night tonight. That's what Green of Earth, my new girlfriend, we're going to the local grocer's freezer. We're picking up some Palermo's. Feels like a mother of meat kind of night. So, again, find
like
your...
You're sending some cues there.
Baby.
Hey-o.
Find your screaming pleasure in
I'm
the local
pick up
grocer's
some
freezer.
Woo!
There's a chance for you to win a Screaming Sicilian,
ooh,
by the way. Free beer and free pizza Friday.
Ooh.
Coming up soon.
Stay tuned.
So you can have a mother of meat as well.
What the hell do I do with that?
Supremus Sicilian, there's Supremus Maximus, they have Thin
Mumbo.
And Crispy, they got so much more.
Mumbo!
The Mumbo Italiano!
We ask you, in honor of NCAA football returning in July of 2023, the greatest sports video game of all time, 800-990-3776. Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. We'll get to some of your responses. Plus, open up the phone lines next at Scalzo and Bruss.
And I need some relationship advice.
Presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
I can move on from that, and I'm ready to move on to the next thing that I have for you, if you're ready.
I'm ready, Benny. It's your world. We're all just living it.
All right, so...
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
ESPN Wisconsin, Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio hanging out with you. The Scalzo and Bruss family calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Best sports video game of all time in honor of Josh's favorite, NCAA football, which is returning in July of 2023. Josh in Heartland, not the official voice coach, chimes in and says NHL 98 was badass. Miles and Madison says Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Put in big Ben Brust hours, but I was like 17 years old.
Yeah. Fair. That's when you're supposed to do that.
I did the same. That's probably one of my top three all-time played games ever.
I'm living backwards in time right now. Does that statement make sense?
Like Benjamin Button, maybe? Yeah.
Little bit.
Like Benny Button?
Like you're Jack? Benny? Like Jack? Or is that he just ages fast? You guys have seen that movie, right?
Talking about Big?
No. You never seen the movie Jack with Robin Williams?
I've seen Big with Tom Hanks.
Robin Williams.
Nick from Madison says, y'all might be a bit young to know this one, but Dusty Rhodes All-Star Softball for the original Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
No, I do know quite a few, though, like Tecmo Bowl and then Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I play a lot of
those. There's a great soccer game that I had played on the original Nintendo. I don't remember the name of it right now. 978 says, I like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
I think that one had nudity in it.
Weirdo.
Tom in Milwaukee says, Tecmo Bowl, come on, LT could block every extra point.
Man, so earlier today, I heard someone say that, and now I keep hearing Tecmo Bowl. What is that? Is that...
Wait, what?
I've never heard of it.
It's literally the most famous sports video game of all time. Like, I guess Madden would supersede it now, but it was the precursor to Madden. Very famous. I mean, Bo Jackson, they did like a whole like ESPN documentary about Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. So unstoppable athlete.
What a horrible game. You can't even see the players. Like, they're grainy.
I mean, it's freaking Nintendo. It's from, like, 1990.
What is this crap?
Pete from the MK, he chimes in and says, Harry Potter Quidditch game on the PC. Ben Brust, not a Harry Potter guy, but Quidditch is the game that they would play against each other.
Shut up. There's a seeker and a keeper.
I didn't realize that they had Quidditch game on the PC, though. A Harry Potter Quidditch game? Never knew.
That is intriguing. I'm very, very into trying to play some Quidditch. I'd be the best seeker in all of Harry Potter land.
I believe this is Matt Hamilton because he signed it Matty Hams.
Yeah.
Says NFL Blitz. How has nobody ever changed, like, saved his name in the text line?
I maybe saved it like that.
No. It's 608, but he said NFL Blitz dash Matty Hams.
Oh, so it.
Hambone.
Maybe he's probably texting 844, the Madison. Remember his first time texting
800? I kind of like Matty Hams.
I do too.
I don't know how I feel about him calling himself Matty Hams, but I like it.
Yeah, his old Twitter username was Hams Curl. Like Matt Hamilton Curler, Hams Curl. So Matty Hams maybe is something that he didn't name himself that he's using now. But I like it better than Hamilton. Hammy. Hams.
Ham Hawk.
Ham Daddy.
Ham Meister.
Ham City.
Ham Dog.
Ham Diddly Dog.
The official, unofficial gold medal winner of the Scowl Zone Brust family. Did I get the game? Was that good?
For the record, he is not a medalist as part of Rutledge and Hamilton. He was on Scowl Zone Brust after he won a gold medal.
Jeez.
So, Maddie, next time the Olympics come up, Team Schuster, get him on Scowl Zone Brust. We are winners here.
We'll give you the bump.
920 chives in, says Madden 07. Shout out. I don't even know. Says shout out Sean.
Is that Mike Vic? Or is it Sean Taylor?
Deshaun Jackson? No. Speaking of Michael Vick, there was one year in the Madden franchise.
Sean Alexander.
Wow, nice.
Oh, this is a voice text because it says, shout out Sean-Ali Stroh.
Yeah.
That's a Sean Alexander. Yeah.
Okay. And it probably spelled Sean, S-E-A-N.
Great job, Greg. Pat on the back to me. Bad job of reading some of the responses today. Ben Brust, you said you needed relationship advice. What was that about?
Well, I don't know if I need advice because I've been crushing it.
In the relationship?
Yes.
Good boyfriend, Ben.
Yes. Although I got reprimanded for the first time. I was playing Call of Duty in... Typically, she likes to sit on the couch and use my Beats headphones that you got me for Christmas, Greg, and they're noise canceling, so she doesn't hear me yelling at the TV. And she watches a show on her iPad.
Oh my God.
While I play. And
I don't think you're crushing it as much as you think you're crushing it.
What's the oh my God? Why am I not crushing it? We came to an agreement that is what's going to happen. Like, she just wants to watch her Ozark on the iPad with my headphones. I felt like a great boyfriend giving her the headphones, and then I play.
Hold on. She doesn't just want to watch Ozark on her iPad. She's doing that because she cares about you, and she knows that you're happy when you play video games. What she wants is for you to enjoy watching Ozark with her, watching these TV shows with her.
You just said you hate, you're anti-watching shows with significant others.
I am. But it doesn't mean that my wife doesn't want to do it with me.
You still
do it with her? I can at least acknowledge. I mean, for some of them. Sometimes I just skip ahead and don't tell her and I have to watch it twice and I don't really pay attention the second time.
Yeah, I'm
But for the most part, there's certain ones. Now, I have my own series. It's annoying, but I have my own series that I watch on my own. And then I'll watch certain ones with
her. But she told me that's what she wanted to do.
Is it? Did she tell you that?
Yes.
I don't think that's the case.
We had a verbal contract.
I could tell that you're BSing me and
I'm
you
not.
Right now.
No, I like.
Then why did you get in trouble?
Yeah,
I don't know. It came out of the blue.
So you're saying she said, "Hey Ben,
I broke my number one rule. I never go to bed on a dub. We won a COD game, and I had to power off because we had to have a conversation. I broke my number one rule.
I'm powering off.
Why are you powering off?
Because you're making this about you getting a dub now instead of like, yeah. we had conversation going and then you just have to jam in. Oh, I got a dub, which makes you sound like a total douche noggle. And then like, what are we doing?
So am I in the wrong?
What I want to know is, like, what was the conversation? You're saying that you guys mutually...
She's recently been bringing up wanting to do more things together.
Let me finish. Was the conversation that you had with her coming to you and saying, "Hey, Ben, I really would like to watch my iPad with headphones on in order to watch TV as opposed to using this 80-inch TV in your living room"? Like, did she really ever say that to you? Or did you go all whiny on her and say, "I'm going to play Call of Duty just for a little while. And she started doing that and it became a habit and something that you guys both did without really expressly talking about the fact that you're sitting there interacting with other people while she's in the room and is forced to enjoy herself by herself. That sounded dirtier than I wanted
to. Whoa, Greg.
I didn't mean to.
I know. Don't get I off once the talked point, about man. Something that I shouldn't have early
just,
on. In
just
your kids.
Go. Just stay on the point.
We set the right expectations early on, or at least I thought we did. Because,
but what was that conversation like?
She was like, "I just like to stay over. I don't care if you're playing video games." And then, like, it just didn't happen that way yesterday. She was upset.
How long ago was that?
That was like a month and a half ago.
Okay, so it was a while ago. So maybe just, you guys are growing in your relationship, and she's saying, "Okay, now that I'm staying
she,
over."
She, like, wants to play, like, pickleball together and, like, golf. And so I think she wants to do more things together. She doesn't want to watch me play COD. And I found out yesterday.
Did at any point the thought cross your mind that you're ostensibly hanging out with other people while she has to put headphones on?
With headphones on.
She likes her alone time, she said.
But it's still not alone time.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Tyler from East Troy. Tyler, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. You can help Benny out with his predicament, or you can give us your favorite sports video game, or you can really give us whatever you want. It's 5:45 on a Friday. What do you got?
There's no helping Ben from everything I just heard. You're going to be single forever, dude.
Thanks.
But as for the video game throwback, while you're single, I mean, I got a second hand, the NFL Blitz. I mean, do you ever play that game?
It's amazing.
It's awesome. Fumble!
Yeah, I mean, you can tackle the wide receiver right when he's about to get in, and then jump on him afterwards. And just
oh, I
the
forgot.
The guy. Like,
nothing better than when
amazing.
You pile on with like three defenders after you tackle him.
And here's
like
the thing:
every player on the other team had a concussion by the time you were done playing.
I'll play the
thank
next
you for the
contrarian. Thank you, Tyler, here for a second. You're really just like, we're button mashing though. There's like six total plays. There wasn't like, you weren't like actually trying to win. It was just like button mashing. Let me try to kick
it
up.
It is the Michael Bay of video games.
Great way to put it.
Wow.
Round of applause, Benny.
I did one thing right today.
Not your best segment right there, but you saved it towards the end. That was impressive.
Totally redeemed myself.
Totally redeemed yourself, just like American Family Insurance redeems themselves every single time I interact with them, because they are amazing when it comes to service. Of course, local Wisconsin company. So, of course, why wouldn't they be amazing when it comes to service? But it's not just that they're a local Wisconsin company. It's that you're working with a local American Family Insurance agent. So whether it's finding or quoting out your policy, whether it is getting your claim submitted and taken care of, whether it is changing your policy, whether it's a simple question about umbrella insurance or, you know, life insurance. As you continue to grow throughout your life, you're going to be able to call an agent. You're going to be able to call an agency, talk to people you know, talk to people you trust, talk to people that you built a relationship with in a way that's going to A, make you feel confident and comfortable. B, means that you're going to get taken care of better than ever. Believe me, as somebody who's had to submit a claim before, when it comes to home insurance, they are the best. But see, it also is going to save you all the headache of those nameless, faceless 800 numbers where you're calling and you're on hold. And it's a nightmare anytime you have to call and do any of that stuff. Not with American Family Insurance, because you're working with a real agent. Plus, they have all the technology you need. The AmFam app is incredible. Check it out. AmFam.com. That is AmFam.com. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family Insurance, you can save up to 28%. We got Free Beer Friday coming up next. Plus, we'll keep hitting video games. Maybe we can help Ben, but I doubt it.
And pizza. Free beer and pizza. Very important.
Next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Bogdan Bogdanovich to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyevsova is in Peril? As there was never an agreement for 28-year-old.
Have you ever heard someone say, in Peril?
No. What is that? Guys.
Let's work on it. What could it possibly be?
Peril?
Nope.
Per aisle?
Nope.
Literally, one more guess, and you guys better tell me, otherwise I'm walking out. Peril.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes,
it is.
That one feels a little bit extra good today.
It is 5:53. We're getting ready for the weekend.
Kobe.
Save me. Best sports video game of all time, 800-990-3776. Phil on a hill, NBA Jams, hands down.
He's heating up! Boom shakalaka!
Matty Hams, also known as the official, unofficial gold medal winner of the Scalzo and Brust family, host of Rutledge and Hamilton weekdays 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN Madison, says, can't beat the late hit powerbomb in NFL Blitz. And I think that's fair. That's why you play NFL Blitz.
I mean, it's so fun. If you go Hail Mary, you can start taking out the receivers before. Like, there's pass interference is legal. I mean, it's basically like every NFL defensive player's dream.
Mac from Neshota. Neshota chimes in, says, happy Friday, y'all. Got to give a Friday shout-out to Joshy DiMaggio.
What?
Killed it on Wildy and Tausch this
what?
Week. Jesse Madden.
He showed up late. Good vibes Friday. Good vibes Friday.
You're just stepping out all over everything right now. You just ruined a ripping Jesse moment in order to rip Josh.
Damn. Sorry.
Mac from Neshota chimes in.
Neshota.
Happy Friday, y'all. Does he not realize I'm reading the same thing so he doesn't step on it?
I just wanted to be a part of it, so I said Neshota.
Says, gotta give a Friday shout out to Josh. He killed it on Wildy and Tausch this week. Jesse's mad. He got outproduced on his home turf. Now, this is where you jump in and rich Joshy and say, yep, now all he needs to do is bring those producing skills to Scalzo and Brust.
You just did for me, buddy.
I know. Well, I mean, I clearly can't be pulling. I'm not pulling the strings as well as I normally will. So apparently, pat on the back to me. I'm failing in that respect.
Why? You're not failing. Your failures are due in part. Of me.
I figured if I could get through that entire line, it would just lob it up for you to then rip Josh. You couldn't even wait to get through the entire thing to rip Jesse in order
Jesse,
to rip Josh.
I heard Josh, and I was like, no! This is not okay.
Let's talk about me.
Peter from the Fitch says, sucks to be you, Ben. You will once again be single. Your hang on, babe mentality sucks because she may seem content to wait, but she will just complain to her coworkers. She will also use it as a reason for your eventual breakup.
I thought we were a family. I guess family
that's
tells
hard love.
That's tough love. But is that wishing failure upon me or just telling me I'm going to fail?
I mean, the first line is a little hard. The sucks to be you, Ben, is a little harsh. He could have softened that by saying, if you keep it up, you will once again be single. But he said, sucks to be you, Ben, you will once again be single. But I also don't blame anybody in the Scalzo and Bruss family who doesn't necessarily give you the benefit of the doubt when it comes to changing.
No. What are you talking about? I'm a chameleon. I change for everything.
Also, get out of here with any Wii Sports submissions. Wii Sports stink.
Wrong, but 800-990-3776.
Go play a real sport.
Free beer and free pizza Friday. We got Blake's Hard Cider and a screaming Sicilian pizza. Woo, baby! 800-990-3776. Caller 1 in Madison. Caller 1 in Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. Win it, baby.
Spade and Fitz coming up next across the ESPN Wisconsin. Have a weekend, Wisconsin.